I have a great guest coming up. And of course, on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, we only have great guests. Now joining us is the chair of the New York State Republican Committee. Please join me in welcoming Nick Langworthy to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers again Foundation Sunday morning show. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, Judge. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, this is a topic that makes me, you know, you got to peel me off the ceiling. Now, this creep, de Blasio, and his whole team, they want 800 illegals to be able to vote in New York City. And if anyone out there thinks it's going to end in New York City, you lost a marble or two. Okay, this is just the start. And this dirtbag de Blasio also is starting up shooting dens where you can go and shoot up with your pals. So that is going to be a nightmare. He is decreasing the quality of life in New York City. But let's talk about the impact of 800 illegals voting in New York. Talk to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one, de Blasio can't leave soon enough. 1231 can't come soon enough.
But, I agree.
I mean, to talk about good riddance, take out the trash, my God.
You are the trash.
but, no, this, you know, we got a lot of our great, the largest city council delegation that our party's had on the incoming basis in probably 30 years is, came together, and we were joined by, you know, a lot of Republican leaders from throughout the city this week. We stood in front of City Hall calling out this dangerous piece of legislation. They want to normalize, you know, illegal immigration. They want to add non-citizens, 800,000 of them to our voter rolls. The Board of Elections can't segregate this. They say it's just for local elections. That's poppycock. I mean, you know damn well what they're trying to do here. This is an assault on voter integrity and election integrity. The state constitution is unconditionally states that you shall be a citizen to vote.
Right.
This is
right.
Unconstitutional. We are going to fight this, you know, at any level we have to.
Well, you know,
make sure that this doesn't come to be.
Well, when does he propose that this happen, Nick?
Well, so the bill will be taken up this Thursday, and they have so there's 34 Democrats that have pledged to vote for it. Even de Blasio, the biggest idiot to ever serve as mayor of this city, has said in the past he doesn't think the city council has the right to do this. Yet he knuckled under to the pressure, and he said, "I won't veto the bill."
Well,
we are going to have to go to court and stop this, and we're going to have to get the best constitutional minds that we can to stop this, because if it happens in New York, it's going to happen all over the country, and we have to stop it, just like we did same-day voter registration on Election Day.
Well, you know, the amazing part of this, and, you know, he could say, you know, that he won't veto it. This guy's behind it 100%. And here's, you know what I think the problem is, Nick Langworthy, chair of the New York State Republican Committee or party, or you're the leader. The bottom line is they are dissuading people from coming to this country legally, from hiring lawyers and studying about our history, swearing allegiance to the United States, and basically saying, you know what, why bother? Why get a lawyer? Why go through this nonsense? If I can come in, I can get education, medication, housing, my kids go to school, what I'll do is you know, I'll get $450,000 as an illegal, because they may have separated me from my kids, as they're mandated to do the Flores decision, which required that separation, and in the end they win by being complete illegals, and then they vote and they change everything in this country. I'll tell you, these Democrats continue to destroy this country, Nick. It's frustrating.
Well, I think they know they're not going to get H.R. 1 at the federal level, so they're going to try to go down through the states now. And they're finding the most vulnerable places, and obviously with a city council full of crackpots and radical progressives, you're going to have an appetite for something like this. Why would anyone play by the rules and go through our immigration system like all of our ancestors did, and so many great people are doing right now? Why play by the rules when everything's free and everything's handed to you on the way in? This is just so un-American, and it's unconditionally unconstitutional. It's blatant, and that's why we need to go hire the best constitutional lawyers we can find. If people want to join our efforts, you know, support us at NYGOP.org so we can go and fight this lawsuit the right way and get the best minds on this case that we possibly can.
Well, you're going to have to, because, you know, as I'm reading some of this research, anyone who wants to apply for citizenship, they are required to pay a $725 fee and pass a 100-question citizenship test. That's a process designed to make sure that the new voters exposed to basic American history and principles. They don't even have to study. Now, you got Joe Borelli, who's a Republican councilman who represents Staten Island, and he's saying the bill would weaken citizens' votes. You agree with that?
It's going to cancel out all of our votes eventually. This is going to start in New York City. And let me tell you some of the things I'm very concerned about if this were to come. Well, on the Board of Elections, we don't have the right to ask someone for voter ID at the polls. So tell me how they're going to be treated differently if they show up to vote for governor in a year where there is no local elections, or they show up to vote for president in a year where there is no local election. They're going to get treated like a voter all the way across the board because we are not legally allowed to ask for identification at the polls. And we need to keep pounding on that every day and demanding our leaders give us an up and down vote on voter ID. To secure the elections, this is the only way we can do that. But secondly, you know, a system like this where foreign nationals can register to vote, this opens us up to being compromised by foreign actors.
Yeah.
I mean, New York City is obviously the capital of the world. The UN is there. I mean, what is to say? I mean, Eric Adams only won the Democratic primary by 7,100 votes.
Interesting.
What's to say that the Chinese government doesn't bring, you know, 15,000 people?
Yep.
And keep them here long enough to become a voter, not a citizen, a voter.
Well,
under this plan.
You know, you would think that the Democrats would at least understand that even some of them are not considered progressive enough and they're going to be thrown out. But Nick Langworthy, chair of New York State Republican Party, what do you think in the end is going to save this country from the devastation that we're facing from illegals coming in whose history we don't know? We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know what their record is. We don't know who they are. You know, I talked at the beginning of the show about this gangbanger who stabbed an Ivy League student at Columbia, stabbed another guy right within a few feet, and then went after a couple. He jumped around with glee because he's a Bloods gang member. And these people are just allowed to roam freely among us. What is going to happen to America?
Elections have consequences. We're seeing it in New York worse because they've destroyed our criminal justice system. Meanwhile, we've got open borders. I mean, in the very fact that we're talking about the fact that there's 800,000 people here that are undocumented, what's wrong with this picture?
I mean, it
shows you how broken this policy is. We had a president that stood for a strong border. And, you know, there's a lot of people that believe in the values that President Trump fought for when he was in office, but might not have liked his personality. Do you have any buyer's remorse now, folks? I guess we don't have mean tweets anymore, but the country's gone to hell.
In a handbasket. I couldn't agree with you more. You know what, Nick Langworthy, you do a great job. We appreciate you're always being available to tell us about the issues that are, you know, top of mind. And so stay in touch with us. We're going to be watching what's going on, not just in New York City, but around the state and around the country. There's a lot of consequences. Nick Langworthy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Judge. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.